My name is Joe Gray, and on this show, I discuss all things hotel sales and marketing. We live in an ever-changing, technology-centered world, and sales and marketing is at the forefront of that change. On this show, it is my goal to help you navigate all of the new tools and strategies so that you can stay ahead of the competition and take your hotel to the next level. Welcome to Hotel Launch. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. I know it's been a while since we've updated this podcast, but we're going to get back into it, and we are very excited for what's to come. Today, I wanted to share my, you know, everyone has like productivity hacks, whatever. Today, I want to share something that has really actually changed the game for me from a productivity perspective, and that is a Gmail feature that is my new favorite feature ever. Basically, because so this all started because I do sales for quite a few different hotels, right? So I have multiple different emails, or a lot of different emails that I use. People make fun of me because of how many emails I have. I remember I would used to check them all on my phone, and people would look down and be like, "How many emails do you have?" And I do it on purpose because I don't want to just make like a Joe Gray at whatever.com and that be my one email for every hotel, because if I do that and then I'm not doing the sales, like let's say that hotel moves on to a different sales manager, they just lost all their data, and the people who were reaching out and I was helping them with reservations and all that, now who do they reach out to? Now there's like this whole education process that's going to take a long time, and I'm going to keep getting emails that they should be getting, and it's just like an annoying process, right, of having to switch that over. And I get it, you could do like email forwarding and stuff like that, but I would rather just have, what I see a lot of hotels do is they'll just have like one email for every hotel, right? So like sales.holidayinnexpress@gmail.com, right? That's just this one hotel in Utah, right? Whatever. And so then it never changes. And so whoever they reach out to, they're always reaching out to that same email. And regardless, it's going to be, someone's going to be monitoring that email, right? Whether it's the GM, if they're in between sales managers, or whether it's this new sales manager or whatever, whoever it is, it's always going to be monitored, right? And so even if they reach out and they say, "Hey, Joe," well, now Julie works there. So Julie's going to respond and say, "Hey, Joe doesn't work here anymore, but I'm Julie. I'm the new sales manager," right? Whatever. So that is, that's always been my thing. And so I try to do that depending on the market, because sometimes like we've got a bunch of Alaska hotels. So I just have one email for Alaska, because Alaska is almost like its own little economy. You guys don't need to know about Alaska, but it's like almost like its own little state, because it's so disconnected, you know? And if I was in like Hawaii, I'd probably do the same thing, but people travel throughout Alaska to all the different locations on business. So they're reaching out to me anyways for multiple different locations. So I just keep it all under one email. But anyways, I feel like it would be too much and too confusing to do multiple emails there. But down in the United States, especially when I'm just handling one-off hotels in certain states, it's like, oh, I'm just going to have one email for that hotel, right? And so what I was doing, I was handling, I had like four different, well, I had five different inboxes I was checking, which is so annoying, right? When you have like, you're like listed at the top, and I didn't want to like, I don't know. I had turned off my notifications on my phone because I have my personal one too, which is basically turned into a spam one. So I had to switch that one. Anyways, you guys don't want to hear all this, but I had like every single tab open and I would have to check each one individually. And it was so annoying. But then, I Googled it one day, because I was like, there's got to be some like software out there that just can like put all my emails in one inbox for me, so I don't have to do this every time. And I did it mostly out of annoyance, out of pain. And so I Googled it and I saw this like Gmail feature, and I use Gmail. So I went in and there's this send mail as feature. So what I did was I created a new email and just called it sales.joegray. And then I connected all those accounts in. You can go to the send mail as feature and connect all those accounts in. So then I connected like four different accounts for the different hotels I was managing, or I am managing. And then after that, and you can Google this all and see how exactly you can do it. I'm not going to get into all that, but Then what I did was I went to inbox in settings. So there's, you go to settings, accounts and import, and you can do it from there. But then I went to settings, inbox, and then you can set up like multiple inboxes. So instead of just one inbox, you have multiple inboxes so that it basically, like, it's not filing it into labels or folders on the side. It's filing it into folders in front of your face. So you can kind of like minimize one folder and only focus on one hotel at a time. Or you can just like, you can just see all the different emails for every different hotel all organized right in front of you. It's awesome. And so it, when it comes in, you can set up these queries. So like if it's sent to the Holiday Inn Express in Utah, that email, then it'll go directly into that inbox section, which is so cool. And then what's even cooler is you can also set up, you can set up this really cool feature. It allows you to set up where your signature, sorry, losing it, where your signature basically, you can set up all these different signatures for all the hotels. And so you go into settings general to do that. And so for every signature, you just create like however many signatures you have. I think you can do up to 5 different folders, so up to 5 different signatures. And I created a signature for each hotel. And what's cool is that when you do, like, you're able to, when I click reply, if it came to the Holiday Inn Express in Utah hotel, then when I click reply, it directly puts that, it sends it from the right email. And it puts the correct signature on there so that I can have different signatures for every hotel too, and sending it from the correct email. It's just like, it's been awesome. And so then I can basically, I just like go in every day and I just have one inbox now for all my different emails. And it's amazing. It's amazing. It's like literally changed everything, because before it was so annoying and I would like kind of get backlogged on things because I just wasn't like getting to it quick enough because I was checking all these different emails, and it was just like, it was like, it like wears you down. But when I switched it up and I just went to this one inbox and did, or this one email and did all these multiple inboxes with it, and it sends it all from there, it's just like so sweet. It's so sweet. And I have become so much more productive because of it. Like my response time is way faster. I'm able to get my inbox empty super fast. It's like, it's so awesome. And it's free, totally free. And I have it all under one roof, and it's amazing. And so if you, I don't know if you guys who are listening to this do more than one hotel, but if you do, like, consider it. Or if you have more than one email, even if it's like, let's say you have your personal email, your work email, some other email, like, honestly worth it. Like, just to throw it all under one inbox, it just helps you so much to just organize everything correctly. It's just a huge time saver and a huge relief for me. Google really came in clutch with that feature. Literally something I had never heard of before, and just Googled it one day and there it is. It's amazing what's out there if you just Google stuff. And all the AI stuff is crazy too, but we can get into that another day. But anyways, I'm gonna be sharing other things on here too. There's a couple cool new tools that I've discovered recently that are like awesome. And I'll be sharing about those in future episodes. But anyways, that's not a productivity hack. That is a productivity like lifesaver. That is like, it has really helped me a lot. So if you don't manage a lot of emails, I get it, but if you do, if you manage, you know, a lot of different emails and it gets annoying to check them all, huge lifesaver, huge. So anyways, hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and hope you guys tune back in for future episodes. Bye, everyone. If you made it all the way to the end of the show, bless your soul. You are in a unique club. And because of that, I've got something special for you. The worst part of sales is easily doing the prospecting on a daily basis, but it's also the most important part, in my opinion. For that reason, we have created our new prospecting program. Our team will do your email marketing as well as extensive text message and email outreach campaigns on a daily basis. We'll then feed you and your team the leads to close more group and corporate business at your property. It only costs $500 per month, but the first five hotels to sign up each month will get a free 30-day trial period. That way you make money before you ever have to pay us, the way it should be. You can go to www.saleshop.io/prospecting to sign up now.